As the national conversation around systemic racism and police brutality continues, we want to talk about how that's resonating at the Republican National Convention. Here's Vice President Mike Pence talking about some of that last night in wake of protests and violence in Kenosha, Wisconsin, as we've been discussing.
President Trump and I will always support the right of Americans to peaceful protest. But rioting and looting is not peaceful protest. Tearing down statues is not free speech. And those who do so will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
So what does that message and that policy platform or position mean for voters in Massachusetts and beyond, especially those of color? Joining us for a particular conversation about that is Rachel Kemp, incumbent state committeewoman for the 2nd Suffolk District for Massachusetts GOP. Rachel, welcome.
Thank you. Very pleased to be here today.
I'm happy to have you, Rachel, and a lot has happened this week. We originally reached out to you last week, I think, in planning for this, but so much more has happened, especially in the last 48 hours. How are you feeling and reacting?
Well, you know, there's the policy side of me, and then there's the personal side of me. You know, it grieves me every time that a Black person, a person of color, dies because of police violence. And what we have now very commonly come to know as, or we say, the systemic racism that is a thread that runs through our history. You know, I was talking to someone earlier this week, and I said that systemic racism just didn't begin yesterday. It's a part of our historical fabric. If you read a book that is entitled Reconstruction in Virginia from 1863 to 1865, you actually see the roots of systemic racism and where it originated. So it's a very complex issue and one that any person, regardless of their political affiliation, will feel personal pain when you see it and when you have to talk about it.
Rachel, as a Republican, as a member of the Mass GOP, and as a woman of color, is this week's convention meeting the moment for you?
There have been moments when it met my expectations. When they reaffirmed the 2016 platform, because that's the one moment when whatever Republicans have to say, if they apply it to the entire country, it's not just what happens in Massachusetts or what happens in Pennsylvania, but it's the entire country. You know, I happen to have the preamble for the 2016 convention right in front of me at this moment. And it says, with this platform, we, the Republican Party, reaffirm the principles that unite us. And when you attend convention, they're just not talking about Republicans, but they're talking about Americans across the board.
Rachel, so, how long have you been a Republican? Are you a lifelong Republican?
Since I was 18.
And what drew you to the party?
Every time I had a conversation with someone who voted as a Democrat, they told me that I really would amount to nothing, that I should stop going to school. I happened to have been attending one of the test schools here in the city of Boston and doing very, very well. And I was told to drop out by my guidance counselor. And I knew that this country that my parents came to embrace had more in store for me than dropping out of school and becoming yet another statistic of failure. So when I thought about registration, I thought about being independent, rising to the moment, doing the best that I could do for myself, for my community, for my family, for my country. I became a Republican.
And do you feel, I know you must be aware that there's a lot of conversation that, the Republican Party from when you were 18 is not the Republican Party of 2020, and maybe even not the Republican Party of 2016. What is your response to that?
That's true. The party continues to evolve. Political platforms are not static, and they continue to evolve. That is really the best answer for that. And you're very right. The Republican Party, when I was 18 years old, is not the Republican Party of today. The Republican Party, when I was a platform delegate and helped to actually draft a portion of the Republican platform for that convention season, is not the party of today. The party evolves. There are different inputs. It is not a static, it's not a static platform.
I listened to Mike Pence last night, his speech, and at one point he talks about the fact that too many heroes have died defending our freedom to see Americans strike each other down. It calls for law and order on the streets of the country for every American of every race and creed and color. And I had two thoughts at the same time. The words there are a unifying message, but it also felt like a message that wasn't reaching out to Black Americans who might be in particular pain and grief over how their country treats them now. What's your response to that? What do you think of that?
Well, it was an affirming message, because he spoke about all of us, not just a segment of us, but all of us. And that's one of the things that the Republican Party brings to the table. You know, people forget that Martin Luther King Jr. was a Republican. When he gave that speech that talked about being seen for who you are and not defined by the color of your skin, he was still a Republican. So when we do have opportunities to have affirming messages, it's not going to be limited to any particular group. It's everyone. You know, just as people who are white march in the street to say Black Lives Matter, all the lives matter.
And
I think that was the message that he was trying to convey last night.
And where, Rachel, in our country and in our Commonwealth, do you see the greatest and most promising leadership on civil rights right now, especially here in our Commonwealth?
Well, our governor, Charlie Baker, is that leader. When there have been moments, and I'll give you a concrete example. The executive director of an organization called The BASE, which is an educational program.
I know Robert Lewis. I know Robert.
Correct.
Yes.
The governor and Charlie Baker are very close. And when things happen in, let's say, to one of the children who are members of the BASE, whether it's in Boston or it's in Lawrence, you know, there's that reaching out, and they're saying, what happened here? Where did we fail? And the governor, with his commissions of color, where he has really tried to tap into a knowledge practice in order to say, how can we do this better? Where is the infrastructure where we can support these people and make them part of the Commonwealth? Not as separate and equal, but a part of the Commonwealth.
So, Rachel, I just a couple of things. One, Robert Lewis has been an active leader in the greater Boston community for a number of years and was the founder and does now run the base, as you say. Also, I mm-hmm. just want to note, we did do some checking, and I just want to say that we don't know that there's been any official verification of Martin Luther King Jr.'s party registration during that time. I understand your point, but, you know, being on air, I need to just clarify that. As we finish, I think, and just briefly, because I am running out of time for this segment, what is your message to the people of Massachusetts as they go to the polls, and those who are skeptical of both or either party right now in terms of its ability to bring us together? Because I keep hearing you talking about us being unified.
Well, I always tell folks, vote. Every single time, because people died for this civil right. Don't overlook it. And also, vote with both your head and your heart. Because when you vote, you're answering the question, the person that I'm making this mark for, if I were to die tomorrow, would they take care of my family in the manner that I wish? That's the real question that you're answering when you're voting.
So, and Rachel, I'm going to have to stop it there. I'm so sorry. I do have to stop us there. I really appreciate your time. That's Rachel Kemp, incumbent state committeewoman for 2nd Suffolk District for the Massachusetts GOP. Thanks so much.